o'clock here at WRCO-FM in Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. Biden drops out. I'm Richard Cantu. While President Biden, shortly after ending his re-election bid, endorsed Vice President Harris, the Democrats say there'll be an open, fair, and orderly framework for selecting a new nominee. The vice president's still waiting to hear from some big Democratic names.
The delegates have to vote for her. As we pointed out, she doesn't have a single pledged delegate. So I think that Pelosi and Obama are really playing the role as party leaders and ultimately will be entirely and very enthusiastically on board with Kamala Harris.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. It means the Republicans are going to have to change targets.
The Trump team is going to have to very quickly take the money and pivot to attack Kamala Harris. I can tell you from my sources, MAGA Inc., that is a super PAC aligned with Donald Trump, they've already taken a $5 million ad buy for next week.
ABC's John Santucci. This is ABC News. A man in custody in Miami accused of stabbing a woman inside the international terminal at Miami-Dade International Airport, Detective Angel Rodriguez.
According to the preliminary investigation, there was some sort of unprovoked altercation between a male and a female, both adults, at which time the adult male stabbed the female repeatedly. Not only shortly after he stabbed her, he attempted to throw her over the railing.
The woman's expected to survive. The name of her accused attacker, Alexander Love. Weird medical science. Appears some people who develop a terrifying allergy to red meat after being bitten by the Lone Star tick can still eat pork, at least from a surprising source. Genetically modified pigs created for organ transplant research. Don't look for it at your grocery store. An outfit named Revivacor Inc. shares its small supply for free with allergy patients. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for a high in the low 80s. Partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms, primarily this afternoon. Also for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. Late, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible, a low of 63. For tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms likely. Some locations could receive more than a quarter of an inch of rain, a high Tuesday of 82. Wednesday, 77 with lower humidity, and the rest of the week sounds pretty nice after that as well. Low 80s for both Thursday and Friday. Mid-80s again by Saturday. In Richland Center, following yesterday, we did receive some rain, 23 one-hundredths in the rain gauge from last night, and a quick moving through shower. We hit a high on Sunday of 82 degrees. This morning, 1 one-hundredth of an inch of rain has fallen, and we are dealing with a little fog this morning. It is 64 degrees. Today is Monday, July 22nd, and time now to officially start the new broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the
spare. I didn't feel, I didn't care. Spirit broken, my will was gone. There's nothing left to keep me hanging on. Then out of somewhere a savior came, pulled me in and took away my pain. Now I ain't singing that song no more. I burned that bridge and then I swam to shore. Oh, the river, it was deep and wide, but you were waiting on the other side. About a hopeless cause, a lost soul, that's what I was. I thought nobody could hear my cries as I sat and witnessed my own demise. Then out of somewhere a savior came, pulled me in and took away my pain. I ain't singing that song no more. Swam to shore. Oh, the river, it was deep and wide, but you were waiting on the other side. Now I ain't singing that song no
and done as we kick off the day on a really positive way there. Before that, our national anthem by Michael Austin, officially starting our broadcast day today, Monday, July 22nd. Yours truly, Phil Nee, down the old trail from Sextonville International after a stormy late night last night, actually early evening, and then kind of off and on, a little thunder, a little lightning, and some rain that came through on a very muggy day yesterday. But overall, a good weekend weather-wise for the community events in Boaz and in Cazenovia. We were in Caz yesterday for the parade, and then a little bit later on for the baseball game. So it was a nice day for that. Good day to eat some chicken barbecue and all kinds of stuff and all of the events that were going on. I wasn't tall enough to go in the bouncy house, though. Oh, well. It's 64 degrees on a Monday morning. Let's start those chores. Here's Hank Williams.
Say hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? You think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing spree. So if you wanna have fun, come along with me. Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
about saving all your time for me. No more looking, I know I've been cooking. How's about keeping steady company? I'm gonna throw my date book over the fence and buy me one for 5 or 10 cents. I'll keep it till it's covered with age, 'cause I'm writing your name down on every page. Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Sunshine, rain, and snow, just the way that it was planned to be. But there's no season in my heart while I play the leading part, 'cause the flowers will bloom eternally. You're and my tears like withered leaves will fall, but spring could bring some glad tomorrow, and darling, we could be happy after all. It is in nature's plan, no season gets the upper hand. How I try to keep this fact in mind. The trees are bare, the cold wind blows, and by experience we should know, winter comes, but the spring is close behind. Your leaving will bring autumn sorrow, and my tears like withered leaves will fall, but spring could bring some glad tomorrow, and darling, we could be happy after all.
Johnny Cash, that's Seasons of the Heart here on the Milk House Show. A reminder that a Red Cross blood drive will be held today at the Recreation Center in Reedsburg from 11:30 until 5:30. The Highland Mobile Food Pantry will be holding a drive-through distribution today beginning at 4 at 726 Main Street. Please clear your trunks for space for your groceries. Also, Good Shepherd Church in Viroqua offers a free community meal the fourth Monday of each month from 5 until 6:30. All are welcome to attend. The Avoca Fire and Rural EMS will host a brat stand starting at 5 going until 8 today at the Avoca Fire and EMS Station. And beginning today, the sidewalks at WCCU, located on Highway 14 East, will be replaced. While work is being done, the doors will remain open to patrons. Keeping you up to date here on WRCO Community Calendar, a check of sports is coming up. This is Connie Smith.
I suppose. Pleasure in my life. can't stop it. Your memory's all I own. And the hurt goes on. The hurt goes on. If you're memory ever haunts you about me, then you'll know how this feeling feels inside me. I can't stop it.
Constance June, Connie Smith on WRCO Radio, and The Hurt Goes on a Monday morning.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Today's look at sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Yesterday at Home Talent Baseball, Wanakee was a winner over Cazenovia 19-7. Sauk Prairie shut out Plain 11-0, Ashton 8, and Reedsburg 5. Cross Plains 7-1 over Black Earth, and Mazamani 6-1 winners against Wisconsin Dells. In the Western section, Dodgeville 8, Verona 2, Hollandale 3-1 over Argyle, Belleville 12, Ridgeway 4. Pine Bluff Mount Horeb got the win against Arena 5-2. Scholesburg Benton 7 and Muscadet 2. And Blanchardville 7-1 winners against Wyota. Rhys Hoskins hit a go-ahead two-run home run in the eighth inning, and rookie Jackson Sherio homered and drove in three runs to lift the Milwaukee Brewers to a two-game sweep over the Minnesota Twins with an 8-7 win at Target Field. With a game tied at 5-5, Hoskins took relievers Griffin Jacks deep to left for his 15th home run of the season. The Brewer bats helped starter Aaron Civale overcome a rough outing in his third start with the Brewers since being acquired via trade. Civale allowed 5 earned runs in 4 1/3 innings. The Brewers move on to take on the Cubs in a series that begins tonight. That's a 7:05 first pitch time from Chicago. In other notes from sports today, some other scores from interleague play. It was San Diego getting the win against Cleveland 2-1, the Dodgers 9, Boston 6. In the National League, St. Louis won 6-2 over Atlanta, Washington 5, Cincinnati 2, Philadelphia 6-0 over Pittsburgh, Miami 4, the Mets 2, Cubs 2-1 over Arizona, and San Francisco beat Colorado 3-2. In the American League, Toronto 5, Detroit 4, Kansas City 4-1 over the White Sox, Tampa Bay 6, and the Yankees 4, Texas 3-2 over Baltimore, Seattle 6, Houston 4, and the Angels were winners against Oakland 8-5. Xander Schauffele was the player who couldn't win a major at the start of the year. Now he has two of them. The 30-year-old Californian won the British Open with a masterpiece at Royal Troon. He played bogey-free for a 65 to get his name on the base of the Silver Jug as well. Elsewhere in sports, there's no panic in the U.S. Women's Olympic team. The Americans have been in this spot before. The U.S. lost to the WNBA All-Star team Saturday night and are headed on a flight to London to continue their preparation for the Paris Olympics. That's an update on sports.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hillpoint.
It is 5:22. If you're ready, it is time for our aerobic polka. I got to work off the festival foods that I ate over the weekend. Here we go. One, then a two.
When I was a little boy, many years ago, I wasn't very sporty, folks, and yet I wasn't slow. But when it came to loving folks, I really got around. Oh, I was number one with almost every girl in town. She wasn't slow. She really was a beauty. She always took a prize. I walked around her twice a day to get my exercise. I called him Lantern John. And when I went into her house, it was like a zoo. Now I've been around that girl so much that I've turned monkey too. To know my name, so here's a little story that I tell her to explain. My father's name is Ferdinand, my mother's was Eliza. Put them both together and they call me Little Fertilizer.
Richie Yurkovich in the band and the Laughing Polka on WRCO. It's Monday, but at least we can laugh about it, I guess. Yes, after the fun times over the weekend, hopefully, we get ready for lots of things to tell you about here today and in Southwest Wisconsin. We reshuffle the deck and get ready for some community celebrations kind of this weekend in the likes of the village of Plain. They'll be hosting lots of folks this weekend as well. After, again, successful weekends for Boaz and Cazenovia and our immediate area, they really got through with some really nice weather. So that was awesome for them. A reminder today, distribution times for the Kickapoo Area Food Pantry will be held today from 4 until 6 at the Viola Municipal Building. Check-in is inside and volunteers will load your vehicle. For more information, call 608-627-1910. That's 627-1910.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
had a 6-transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid. When the lights went out and no one could see, over the airwaves the world came to me. I'd go through the stations till I found a game. I knew how they played by the sounds of their names. The sluggers hit homers, those pitchers threw smoke, and I watched it all on my radio. At the crack of the bat, I knew how far it'd go, and I watched it all on my radio. I watched it all on my radio. Static till I found the beat. The Beatles and Creedence, the Stones and the Birds. You should have seen all the groups that I heard. And on Saturday night, when the skies were all clear, a station from Nashville sometimes would appear. With steel guitars and soft southern twang, the stars of the Grand Ole Opry would sing. And I had a seat on the very front row. I watched it all on my radio. I watched it all on my radio. And around about midnight, some preacher came on to tell me what's right, to tell me what's wrong. And there was a test at the sound of the beat. It was only a test. Would repeat, and the national anthem would sing me to sleep. I had a 6-transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid. When the lights went out, no one could see. Over the airwaves, the world came to me. And I had a seat on the very front row. I watched it all on my radio. I watched it all on my radio.
Lionel Cartwright, I watched it all on the radio. That's a song that I can really relate to, listening to all those far-off radio stations and far-out stations back in the day. It's 63 here at WRCO. The time is now 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Harchi Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Harchi Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Harchi's crane truck. For more information, call Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207.
Good morning, I'm Jared White with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Team up with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. Advanced above-ground pest protection and winning yields. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. A new study has found no-till systems take about 13 years to pay off. Brownfield's Nicole Heslip spoke with researchers during Friday's Southwest Michigan No-Till Field Day.
Michigan State University's Christine Charles tells Brownfield research at the Kellogg Biological Station has been comparing conventional and no-till systems for the past 30 years.
We're not paying for time in the field when it comes to labor, and then we're not paying for gas going out in the field. Those input reductions, those cost reductions, make a huge difference in addition to our yield increases in our overall profitability.
She says it took about 13 years to pay off upfront costs of no-till equipment purchased in the late 80s, but production costs for conventional systems were consistently higher throughout the study. In Marcellus, I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
The president of Wiffles Hybrid says the opening of the company's new distribution center in Ames, Iowa brings more seed options to farmers in the region. John Wiffles tells Brownfield a decade of planning has gone into the new warehouse facility.
A distribution facility that will house about 500,000 units of seed corn. We'll be shipping new crop out of there this fall.
It'll serve farmers in Iowa, Minnesota, and South Dakota. Wiffles says it's likely the first phase for the 150-acre complex.
We see opportunity to build seed corn production capabilities, research, agronomy capabilities as well.
Wiffles says the first customer tours of the facility are set during the upcoming Farm Progress Show. The National Corn Growers Association updated and added new resolutions on tax policy and climate smart agriculture and talk trade at Corn Congress last week. Missouri farmer and newly elected board member Jay Schutte tells Brownfield their support for a non-refundable federal tax credit given to farmers using certain practices that lower the carbon intensity of corn production.
The farmers then would get a benefit on their tax return for implementing these changes in the way that they farm so that the carbon intensity score would be reduced. That would make us more attractive then to the foreign markets.
Schutte is one of five new farmers elected to serve on the NCGA board next year. Other newly elected officers include John Miller from Ohio, Jason Lewis and Dan Neurid from Nebraska, and Randy DeSutter from Illinois. Miller says growing demand is one of his top priorities.
Try to move the pile of corn any way we can, grinding it for either livestock feed or try to get our exports up.
The newly elected members serve a three-year term. And placements of cattle into U.S. feedlots fell during June. The USDA says 1.56 million cattle were placed on feed last month, a decline of 7% on the year, which followed an increase in placements during May. The lower June placements number implies a tighter supply of market-ready cattle later this year and early next year. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
It's time for the grooviest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. Feeling good at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Calves are stronger, slaughter cows weaker at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Old Steamboat calves sold up to $630, beef crossbred calves up to $880. Slaughter cows ranged 90 to 126. Did have a few thin, questionable health cows, 50 to 76. We had some fleshy grass, 1,350-pound Holstein heifers, up to 153. Call Darren, Colton, or Jim at 627-1401 if you have cattle to sell or are looking to purchase. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola provides you with a local market, able to provide you with an active, competitive market for all classes of your cattle. And again, help support our dairy farmers by getting two scoops of ice cream for all of your family.
A slow Friday for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs were sharply lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet following the week's earlier business. Northern dress deals were marked at mostly $310, about $2 lower than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Live deals in the south were at $188, about steady with the previous week's weighted average basis. In Oklahoma this past week, feeder steers were steady to $3 lower. Steer cows are $5 to $8 higher. Heifers were $1 to $5 higher. The USDA says demand was good. Medium and large one feeder steers, 700 to 747 pounds, brought $243 to $282. Feeder steers, 800 to 847 pounds, brought $235 to $260. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 650 to 697 pounds, brought $231 to $270. And feeder heifer, 754 to 798 pounds, brought $220 to $256. Box beef end of the day lower on light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 232 at 313.83. Select close 66 cents lower at 298.80. Estimated cattle slaughter was 103,000 head, down 15,000 on the week and down about 12,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply lower with a light negotiated run. There was no surprise in Friday's business following the relatively active week where processors were more aggressive in their procurement efforts, pushing prices higher with larger runs overall. Demand continues to be relatively strong on the global market for U.S. pork, helping provide some price support. But higher hog weights and more than ample supplies of market-ready hogs means there is plenty of pork available. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Director down 297 with a weighted average of 82.42. The Iowa Minnesota was 532 lower with a weighted average of 81.77. The Western Corn Belt down 388 with a weighted average of 81.88. Pork values closed higher Friday, up $1.91 at 102.16. The primals were steady to sharply higher with ribs leading the way. Estimated hog slaughter was 420,000 head, down 28,000 on the week and down more than 14,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were mixed and feeders were lower, waiting on the USDA's cattle on feed numbers. And lean hog futures ended the day mostly higher on spread trade, with extra support from the recent strength in the wholesale market. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Direct cattle business was quiet Friday. Cash hogs were lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans closed modestly lower on a lack of follow-through buying. August beans were down 1.25 at 1097 and a quarter. September was 4 lower at 1036 and 3 quarters. Corn ended the session very narrowly mixed, consolidating. September was down 3 quarters at 390 and a half. December was a quarter lower at 404 and 3 quarters. Live cattle were mixed and feeders were lower ahead of the USDA's on feed numbers. August live was up 85 at 183.10. October was 45 higher at 183.47. August feeders were down 62 at 255.60. And with pork higher at midday, August lean hogs were up 20 cents, 91.57. October was 52 higher at 74.55. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A new national strategy for reducing food loss and waste. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The federal government is implementing a new strategy to control the significant problem of food loss and waste in this country. Gene Busby is with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Office of the Chief Economist.
What many people may not know is that one-third of all food produced for human consumption never gets eaten by people. In fact, food is the single most common material found in landfills, and 61% of methane generated by decomposing landfill food waste is not captured by landfill gas collection systems and is released into the atmosphere.
So, wasted food not only poses a loss to the economy and our quality of life, it's also a giant greenhouse gas emitter. We often think of food waste as a post-consumer issue, but, says Busby, a lot of food produced in this country never makes it to the consumer. She says the new strategy addresses that as well.
To optimize the harvest or collection of raw commodities and food, such as to get excess wholesome food to those in need, such as through the Emergency Food Assistance Program's Farm to Food Bank projects, to really educate and engage children and youth about food waste.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
A first-of-its-kind program has been implemented in Europe. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Dairy Update. In June, Denmark became the first country to introduce a carbon emission tax on livestock. Brownfield's Michelle Stangler has more.
The chair of the European Milk Board says the tax will have a significant impact on the country's dairy industry. Denmark organic dairy farmer Kjartan Paulsen tells Brownfield this is part of the Green Denmark Agreement.
We are heavily regulated and has been for 30, 40 years. So we were quite used to it. What we were looking into was, well, really crazy.
He says the tax will cost Danish farmers about $100 American per cow annually. He says some farmers won't have to pay the tax because they incorporate climate smart practices on their operations.
You could cover your slurry tanks. You could plant trees on half a hectare on your farm. Then that would be deductible. So most will get out of this without paying.
Lawmakers are expected to approve the deal after their summer break. I'm Michelle Stangler with Brownfield.
Thanks, Michelle. In Class 3 milk trade at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange on Friday, with some spillover pressure from the broader market and some uncertainties about demand, August milk was down 19 cents at $19.98. September was 20 lower at $20.58. October milk was down 19 at $20.73. And November Class 3 was 20 cents lower at $20.16. Chicago Mercantile Exchange cash dairy was mixed Friday. Cheese was unchanged, with barrels holding at 191 and a quarter and 40-pound blocks steady at 186 and a half. Grade A non-fat dry milk was up 3/4 at 119 and 3/4. Double A butter was down 3 cents at 307 and a half. Extra grade dry whey was 3/4 higher at 51 cents and 3/4 of a penny. From Monday to Friday, barrels, blocks, NFDM, and dry whey saw gains while butter was lower. You can follow us on X at Brownfield. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly Livestock Market Update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly Livestock Market Update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street in Reedsburg.
Today's high temperature will reach right up there around 82 degrees. For tonight, 63. Showers and thunderstorms are possible, especially late night tonight. And then tomorrow, some rain showers are likely across the region. A high of 82. 60 on Tuesday night. And Wednesday, lower humidity and upper 70s for the high temperature. Right now in Richland Center, after a midnight reading of 66, it is 63 degrees.
Now the hacienda is dark, the town is sleeping. Now the time has come to part, the time for weeping. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Now the lonely mission bells are softly ringing. If you listen with your heart, you'll hear them singing. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Wherever you may be, I'll be beside you. Although you're many million dreams away, each night I'll say a prayer, a prayer to guide you, to hasten every lonely hour of every lonely day. Now the dawn is breaking through a great tomorrow, but the memories we share are there to borrow. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love.
Adios, mi amor. Me retiro y me encontraré tan lejos de ti. Vaya con Dios, mi amor.
Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love.
Freddie Fender on the Light in the Milk House show as we head toward our update on weather. In fact, Nick Runseth will be in for a look at weather in just a few minutes here this morning from WRCO. We trust it was a good weekend for you. We had a good weekend hanging out with some family and friends and also watching some good baseball yesterday. Hometown baseball schedule has kind of wound down pretty quickly. We are into the playoff mode now for Sunday League action after yesterday's games. So that time goes by pretty quickly. It always seems like it's a long season when it begins in mid-May. A Red Cross blood drive will be held tomorrow from 12:30 until 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building. So that's happening tomorrow. And going on Wednesday this week, Second Harvest will be in Gays Mills. And that's coming up for food pickup held from 2 until 3 this week. Those attending are asked to not arrive prior to 1:30. Here's Holly Dunn.
Are you ever gonna come around? shining in the sunlight. Roaring engines, headed somewhere in flight. They're taking you away and leaving me lonely. Silver wings, slowly fading out of sight. Don't leave me, I cry. Don't take that airplane ride. But you locked me out of your mind and left me standing here behind. Silver wings shining in the sunlight. Somewhere in flight, they're taking you away and leaving me lonely. Silver wings slowly fading out of sight. Taking you away and leaving me lonely. Silver wings slowly fading out of sight. Slowly fading out of sight.
Merle Haggard and the Strangers on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. Alex's weather is coming up, and we have also details on sports a little bit later on as well. It was a two-game sweep over the weekend for the Brewers as they start the unofficial second half of the season. They'll be playing the Cubs this evening, starting tonight with an early week series. We'll have details a little later on in sports.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope you're having a great start to the week. The past 7 days, the past week, not a lot of active weather across southwest Wisconsin, aside from the extreme southern part of the state where early last week there were numerous showers and storms and quite a bit of severe weather, especially across the central and northern parts of Illinois. Well, we've had about a quarter to a half inch of rain, with some places picking up a little bit more, but nothing like May to June, when it was several inches of rain falling across southwest Wisconsin. And looking forward, I'm not anticipating a lot of rain over the course of this week. Summertime warmth, a little bit cooler mid to late week, and significantly less humidity for a period of time compared to what we're kind of used to in the summertime. So here's your forecast for today. Partly cloudy overall, a mix of clouds and sun. Isolated showers and thunderstorms are possible this afternoon. More likely that you'll stay dry, but there is that small chance. We'll warm up to about 82 today with a light and variable wind. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. After midnight, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible, drifting from west to east across the central and then eventually the southern parts of the state, a low around 63. And then a better chance of showers and thunderstorms fairly scattered across the region on Tuesday. Some locations could pick up over a quarter of an inch of rain, while others will receive less. Highs around 82. Tuesday night, scattered showers and a few thunderstorms will remain, so primarily in the evening with lows around 60. And then Wednesday, partly cloudy, lower humidity, especially later in the day, highs around 77. Thursday, beginning around 56, sunshine, highs around 80. Friday, sunny, starting around 55, a high of 82. And Saturday, mostly sunny, a bit warmer, beginning near 60 and a high of 85. Sunday, then, would be the next best chance of rain in our extended outlook. Partly cloudy overall, warm and humid, with about a 30% chance, I would say, of showers and thunderstorms, and highs around 88. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great day.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions, and shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Right now, 63 degrees, and that fog has really settled in this morning. 82 was yesterday's high. We picked up 23 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in that time. Record high, 99 in 1965. Also on July 22nd of 1941, we bottomed out at 42 across the region. Last year's high was 84, and the low, 60. Sunset will happen at 8:34 this evening. Sunrise time, 5:42 for tomorrow morning. Right now, the air is calm. Barometer is steady at 30.06. 1/100th of an inch of rain early this morning. And with fog settled in, we're at our overnight low of 63 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by...